Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Music play you in three. Chetiri. That's four. What's three? Oh. I can't remember. Va. Adin.
Give it to me. Give it to me.
Hey, everybody. I'm Molly Wood.
And I'm Tom Merritt.
Welcome to It's a Thing, the weekly podcast supported by you, where we capitalize on momentum. We know that the world is changing quickly, and we act deliberately and urgently like we're running out of time. We value constant innovation and have a bias to action in order to get important things done. Thank you for joining us.
We act deliberately and urgently like and we're running out of time.
Like we're running out of time. I feel so snotty about this today, even though I didn't write it. I didn't do this. But now that I know that's
I wish I hadn't looked at the link.
I also wish I hadn't looked at the link because it made me feel bad reading it. But, and if I had not looked at the link, then I would have had a lot more fun being like, what the hell kind of mission statement is this?
But if you're wondering, that's CNET owner Red Ventures.
That's right. Digital media, something, something, Red Ventures.
Who
a global company.
Are. I mean, driven by honestly, purpose. It's pretty much just bland corporate speak, except for the we act deliberately and urgently part that kind of threw me.
Oh, really? Mine was the like we're running out of time. Like
for that, for sure. Throw that in there too. Like
we're running out of time.
We act deliberately and urgently, like we're running out of time. You don't act deliberate, but okay.
Right.
Yeah. But well, you value urgent, constant innovation. That's all that matters.
Urgent doesn't have to necessarily be hasty. Like urgency can occur without sloppiness.
Sure.
In theory.
Like we're running out of time.
Like we're running out of time.
That, yeah.
It makes it seem like it's going to be a climate thing, by the way, which it's not. Does.
And it's not. It's not.
It's just not.
Could have been, but it's not.
No. Like we're running out of time.
Running out of time.
Give me your things, like urgently and deliberately.
Maybe, Molly. It's made by a bunch of industry plants. And I don't mean ferns. Mm-hmm. We have actually covered Nepo babies and industry plants previously on It's a Thing.
Both.
Very similar items. Mm-hmm. I would like to extend the Nepo baby industry plant spectrum with a new phrase that you can now use to refer to similar things. If you're like, wait, what are those? Those are when you're accusing someone of only doing what they're doing because of their heritage, because they had famous parents, or an actor who's an actor only because their parents were actors and they never would have got the chance. Nepo baby, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Here's the new way to refer to that. Parents' names are blue.
That is so funny.
You get it, right? You get it immediately.
I totally get it because they're well known enough to be linked
exactly
somewhere.
If you didn't get it, it's okay. You just spend less time on Wikipedia than Molly and I, but which is probably a good thing. But yeah, on Wikipedia, when you look up a person, it will often have their parents. And if those parents are notable and have their own Wikipedia article, those names will be clickable and therefore blue.
Oh, I mean, that is hilarious. Parents also, I love that. I'm just so happy that Wikipedia continues to have that level of mindshare.
Yeah,
you know,
right?
Like this is so good and it's so fun. Okay, so on April, let's talk about the origin, which is hysterical. On April 29th, 2021, Twitter user so-and-so tweeted a photograph of actor Daniel Kaluuya forcing a smile, writing, "Started from the bottom, but your parents' names on Wikipedia are blue." The post received over 27,000 reposts and 291,000 likes in 2 years. That is hysterical.
That's one of the rare examples where you can just see immediately who started it. Give credit to the person who coined it. You know, it's not like, it originated somewhere on a forum. We don't really know who. Like,
right. It's like this user. Various examples. Never ask an indie musician why their parents' names are blue on Wikipedia. Or Quentin Tarantino is the rare director whose father's name is blue on Wikipedia only because he's riding his son's coattails. Ouch.
Right?
Oh, wow. That's a great one.
Yeah. Parents' names are blue. I just immediately loved that. I'm like, oh, yeah. I know exactly what it means. I know exactly. I know the literal and figurative meaning, like, immediately.
It's perfect.
Also easy because my parents aren't even listed on Wikipedia. Parents' names are non-existent.
Frankly, pray that they never are. Exactly. I mean, the idea that if they're listed at all, you might be an industry plant. If they're listed and they're blue, you are one.
You can, Kent 13's like, do we need to add Tom and Molly's parents to Wikipedia?
No.
You can. They will never be blue, though. Mm-mm. Because Wikipedia, I'm waiting for the day that Wikipedia decides it's bored with me.
I'm frankly still surprised that I'm up there and I have been stripped down to the bare minimum of information. Like every time I look, it's like a little less. This is getting kind of rough out
there.
Like,
you're like dangerously close to stub when they are like, this article is a stub.
I'm very close to stub. Yeah. Not in the fun, you know, William Gibson way either.
I feel like
not at all.
I don't want to make a case for this given our current conversation. I can make a case for my dad to have a Wikipedia article. But I don't know where you'd find the citations, and I can't write it.
Right, exactly.
Because the citations are all in Dairy Science Magazine in a library. They're not online.
Yeah, see, that's amazing. Yeah, my parents really do not warrant nor deserve to be part of my stub.
So those parents' names are blue. Parents' names are unlinked. Parents' names non-existent.
Non-existent.
And then you're not on Wikipedia.
Right, exactly. So I could infer from that you and I are, in fact, self-made.
One level
even up. Though we all know that is a myth. And I want you to know, by the way, industry plant still going so strong. I was driving my son to school this morning and they were talking about some artists and he started shouting industry plant at the radio.
And then if it had been now, you could have retorted
Parents' names are blue. So good. All right. I have two things that are on the same theme. And as Tom pointed out before the show, infer from that what you will vis-a-vis my feed, my feeds of things. But actually, this one I came across initially because I follow this comedian, Jared Fried, who is hilarious. And I started following him because although I do not ever watch and have never watched The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, he does these hilarious comedy recaps of them. And he like when the contestants come out, he breaks them down and just makes all these hysterical mean comments. It's just so funny. Like his recaps of them are so funny that I watch them via Instagram. And he has a new Netflix series or what do you call it? Special. Called 37 and Single. And he started doing this thing where he would, in front of all his audiences, ask people to shout out their dating icks.
Ick, like that.
Ick, okay. Exactly. Yeah. I-C-K-S. And then since then, I have seen this everywhere. The ick.
I think I get
and
it.
And it's the moment when something happens and you're like, I'm out.
It's a turn off.
And it could be, it's a turnoff. It's just a thing that is an immediate turnoff. It's been around. Like 2020 is when it became a TikTok trend and they now call it ICTok. But it has, which is incredible.
That's amazing.
But it's reached far enough that like now all of a sudden it's mainstream and Mashable did an article about it 2 or 3 weeks ago. So like ick has arrived and it's just minor. It could be like, I'm trying to think of something that people shouted at him from the audience. One person said using the devil face, the purple devil emoji. Like if you're texting someone new and they drop in the purple devil emoji and you're just like, no, it's just an ick.
So,
or like boat shoes.
Wearing boat shoes.
It's like boat shoes.
Unless you're into that, I guess there could be a small percentage, but probably for most people. Joe asked the question, what's the difference between ick and a red flag?
Oh, a red flag is major.
Okay.
Like that's like a real thing. Like a red flag is like, oh, I'm 52 and I've never been married and had kids, or I still live with my ex kind of thing, right? Those are red flags.
That's a like, a, you know, all systems warning.
Right. Whereas that's a, like, you might more not want to do that.
Like, bleh,
it's want. Just right. It's an immediate, like,
he's a 10, like, but wears boat shoes.
He's a 10, but he's sitting on this bar stool and swinging his legs like a child. And you're suddenly just like, that's not hot.
Yeah.
Now, like, this comedian puts it much more bluntly, right? He's like, you were so close to, and then you fell off your stool. And then you're just like, oh, I'm embarrassed for you. And now I'm no longer attracted to you. It's like,
so, one, but it is a deal thing. Killer.
It often is. Yeah. This whole thing is about how once the ick has occurred, it's like irreplicable. Like, you can't, it's for whatever reason, like, you can't come back.
So it feels like it's between red flag and he's a 10, but. He's a 10, but is like, there's negative thing, but I don't care. Red flag is like, warning, 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 run away. Ick is like, oh man, it was close, but.
Right. Yeah. He seemed so cute. And then he was wearing like a denim jacket with like a poison band patch on the back.
Oh, come on. That's not an ick, is it?
In 2023. I don't know. You know, like, it depends on what, or like, his denim jacket was like too dark or too close fitting. Like, it's so minor.
It could be. Yeah, right. No, I get what you're saying.
But it's not, it's usually not a justifiable deal breaker. It's more right. Just like, oh, purple devil emoji. I hate that. That's not hot.
Yeah. Ick. Okay. Yeah.
Or like someone who, yeah. One other example was he uses heh heh heh. Instead of like ha 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 in text, so it's like he he he. Like, what is that? Yeah. The ick. It's here in a survey. 43 it conducted by a sex toy brand. 43% of women surveyed claim to have ended relationships as a result of the ick.
Of the ick,
and 60% said that there is no coming back from it.
Trust the ick. You're not coming back from it. Yeah.
The ick. I don't know. It just made me laugh a lot. The ick.
The ick.
Anyway, look this guy up. He's very funny.
Well, you tell me if someone offered you this, would it be the ick or would it be a very positive thing? I can't quite decide personally. It's Eggo brand brunch in a jar.
Okay.
From the Sugarlands Distillery. Okay. It's a drink. It's alcoholic sipping cream.
What?
So it's kind of like a Bailey's, except not chocolatey. And it's flavored like Eggo waffles so that it tastes, it's, you know, sweet and syrupy and Eggo-y.
Oh my God. This is disgusting. These are disgusting. Now,
I don't know if Sugarlands is doing itself a disservice or just leaning into it by showing glasses of Eggo brunch in a jar with a garnish of bacon.
Oh.
But they're really emphasizing the brunch aspect of it.
Yeah, this is just day drinking.
Oh, it's 100,000% day drinking.
I mean, it's day drinking sugar.
Yeah.
Right. It's just, this is not brunch.
Yeah.
At first,
I thought you were actually getting waffles with an alcoholic, like, syrup or something.
Which I don't know
that I would have loved, but would have been, like, interesting. Once I realized, like, no, this is just an alcoholic drink. It's a milky alcoholic drink, which is nothing wrong with that, even though the way I described it just now made it sound horrible.
So gross,
But, you know, it's just a creamy alcoholic drink. Maybe that's better. But branded Eggo brunch in a jar. I feel like if it wasn't branded Eggo brunch in a jar, it might even be better.
Yeah. If it was just,
because these are basically nog, right?
Right. It's like a nog type thing. But then it's true. Like, all of these, you know what it is? It's the caliber of food photography. Like, first of all, you have the problem of the name Eggo brunch in a jar, which makes it sound like it's a yummy, like a trifle. Right. Yeah. This sounds like a yummy dessert type situation with multiple layers of like cream and then maybe some bacon and then an actual waffle.
Oh, no.
And then some like that would be good, like a yummy little trifle.
Yeah.
But instead, it's just a gross ass booze thing. And then the food photography is like upsetting 50s. Like, this is a plastic egg.
They're leaning into it. They're like trying to make it look like bad 50s food photography for sure. You're right. 100% right.
You think it's on purpose?
I think it's on purpose. Yeah. I think they're like, oh, this old fashioned look. I don't know that they realize it doesn't work, but no. I think that's what they were going for. Because look at that egg. Look at that fried egg on the avocado on the waffle in the upper left. Like, That's classic Life magazine looking photography.
Yeah. Wow. By the way, this thing also, side note, 20% alcohol by volume.
40 proof.
Oh boy. You're done.
That's a good morning.
And now you're done.
And a good night. All
in one. This is like the thing. This is the thing because everybody's going to be talking about it. Like, what?
I didn't even really spend any time noticing that there are recipes for cocktails to make with the Eggo Brunch in a jar.
Yes. Like you take that. That's what I went way down that rabbit hole and just was so like, ew.
Add vodka, coffee syrup, and espresso for the Eggo Espresso Martini. For it.
That's fun to say, at least. At least that's fun to say.
Like, because what you want to add to your 40 proof cream is vodka.
Eggo, 1.5 ounces Eggo Brunch in a jar, 1 ounce banana pudding sipping cream, 1.5 ounce milk, garnish with insulin.
Yeah. No shit.
Good God.
Sipping cream, by the way, a thing on its own, apparently, that I had no idea. There's more than one sipping cream from this company. Like, they've got a whole line.
Oh, boy. Oh, look at that. Sugarland butter pecan Appalachian sipping cream, 20%. Yeah. This is like Paula Deen right here. How I used to just always say, like, Paula Deen is trying to commit murder. She should be arrested. That is not.
Some of these don't look bad. Like the dark chocolate coffee sipping cream. That's just a Kahlua-ish kind of thing, right?
This, like, this got attention. This was in Food and Wine.
Oh, yeah. I know.
The brunch drink you never knew you needed.
I can't believe Food and Wine didn't just trash it, but I guess that's Food and Wine. They don't trash things. Why did they cover it then?
Why cover it? Oh my God, that's amazing. That is an absolutely amazing one.
So please send us your Eggo Brunch in a Jar picks, everyone, to feedback at itsathing.me.
Please do. You know, you could, in fact, have a brunch date and then send us pictures of your Eggo Brunch in a Jar Eggo Brunch date, assuming that you have, in fact, been corresponding with someone who wants to go out on a date with you and is not just breadcrumbing you.
Oh, I see what you just did there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, both of mine are dating related because that's what is happening in my Instagram right now. I think because I watch so many ick videos and also may or may not have a dating app or two on my phone. But this breadcrumbing thing is also new-ish. It's like new in the last couple of years and just keeps getting more and more and more popular as a comment. And it basically is someone leading you on, like giving you just enough crumbs of attention or affection to keep you on the hook, but not enough to actually like maybe go out with you or, you know, be in a relationship.
Yeah.
It's just this kind of like ongoing. I mean, it's just what we used to call leading on, they have a cool new word for it.
Breadcrumbing.
There's all these new terms, apparently. There's like love bombing, there's cuffing, which I think we even talked about.
Oh, yeah, we've talked about cuffing. That's right.
Right? Cuffing is like when you, I think, hook up in the winter or it's the summer. I can't remember. Maybe cuffing season. Oh, yeah, it's the winter because that's when you want to like sweater snuggle, I guess. Yep. But now there's breadcrumbing, which is really good.
Breadcrumbing is a good one, too.
It's really good.
It's pretty clear what it is right from the moment. Like, oh, I know what you're doing. You're breadcrumbing me.
You're breadcrumbing me. Like, oh, so that's so weird. Like, you're texting me all the time.
Yeah.
We seem to be talking all the time, but like, we're never going out.
Yeah. I just realized this relationship has been going on for 7 years and we haven't made any progress.
Exactly. So like, try not to go that long.
Yeah. Try to notice it before that. Yeah.
Exactly. Try to catch on.
I realize we've been in a relationship for 7 years and I've never met you.
I've never met you. That's so weird.
It's not an online thing.
And they're like, but I like you so much.
We're going to get together tomorrow. I promise.
I don't know if we are, though. It's sort of, you know, they can be combined with gaslighting. Dating coaches are like, it might be useful to write a list of the disappointments and rejections to help you recognize whether you're being breadcrumbed or not.
Oh, how to know? So top five. Oh, I want to do a top five. Top five ways to know you're being breadcrumbed.
Do it. Because actually, there's some version of this that exists in all kinds of relationships, right? Like this can exist in work relationships. Like maybe you've been trying to get a proposal or a promotion.
Sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like or proposal across the line, and you kind of just keep hearing, oh, yeah, yeah, the team is going to check it out. We'll get back to you. Or yeah. Like, oh, you just have to meet like these more milestones.
Apple's
going to
have an augmented reality headset.
Look, here's a design. Here's a new design. Look, here's some app developers who are on board with
it. It's a prototype some people can get. Not you.
Not you. But like a prototype. But it's happening. Right? I mean, that's kind of what I like about this is it works across categories.
Yeah. No, this is great. Mm-hmm. This is great. I love that. Good one.
I love it. Super fun. Ix and breadcrumbing. Thus endeth the lesson.
I feel like that's a musical. Ix and breadcrumbing present Eggo Brunch in a Jar, the musical.
I was just going to say, my ick is Eggo Brunch in a Jar, and my breadcrumbs led me to the fact that your parents' names are blue.
Done. We won the internet. Well, we're not done, though, because the best things in life are from you to feedback@itsathing.me, like Preston with Functional Food for Thought. Hey, people. Thanks for the great show. Hey, Preston. You're welcome.
Hey, Preston.
Just listen to the last episode where Tom starts out talking about functional foods. And the first thing that popped into my mind was foods that could be used for non-nutritional purposes. Rice to dry electronics. Dry oats to soak up oil. Then Tom's first example was an apple, and I was convinced I was on the right track. An apple bong, my mind screamed. I was right. Of course, I was not. That was a journey. That was amazing.
Oh, that was beautiful. That was an excellently crafted email. John the electrician writes in on a transportation thing. John, can I hire you? Because we all need an electrician. Hey, Tom and Molly, longtime listener from BOL days. Sigh. But I have seen these everywhere. Imported mini trucks. All over YouTube, internet, IG, at least on my algorithms. I saw a few around town as well. I don't know what the draw is, but now I want one. Keep up the good work. Producer's note in this vein, my practical dream car is a 1998 Honda Acti.
Oh, yeah.
I have seen these and my son has been briefly obsessed with them. They are totally a thing. In fact, maybe specifically the Honda Acti, which is like the little one with the bed, like it's just a little teeny cab and then a truck bed.
I feel like I read an article about this and like farmers were getting deals on them and that started bringing them in. And then other people thought they were cool or something. It's very vague and I don't remember where.
No, there was a reason my son told me about it. Oh, I'm trying to remember. Like there were import restrictions on them that were lifted, I think. Oh, and then all of a sudden it was like they were like going to flood the market.
And then you could get them. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Huh. Oh, a U.S. built electric mini truck just got street legal certification.
Hey, guess who's street legal?
Hey, oh my God, mini trucks. But yeah, I totally remember him telling me this. Good spot.
All right. Sandra themselves are a thing. Sandra from Kirkland. Yes.
What?
That Kirkland. Oh, on a car thing. Hi, Thinksters. I remember you covering car trends, matte gray paint, anyone? But has carbon fiber come up? I was at our local antique car show and was surprised at the amount of carbon fiber coatings on engine hoods, fenders, roofs, support panels, etc. on both new and antique cars. New cars I get. If you're going to spend a bundle on a modded out new ride, why not get all the bells and whistles? But seeing it on antique cars is what tipped me over to ThingCheck. Those owners don't defile their beloved friends for just any old trend. Are you seeing this out in the Thingiverse? Love the show.
What? Carbon fiber on old cars?
Now I have a need to go to Bob's Big Boy this weekend for the weekly antique car gathering and find out. This is a good one, Sandra.
This is a really good one.
Yeah.
How can you tell?
I'd have to ask. I don't think I could just tell.
Right. That's what I mean. How can she tell? Oh, I see. Like the look, like the matte kind of carbon fiber style, maybe.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, holy crap. I like just put it into DuckDuckGo. And then I found a Camaro in carbon. I found an article that includes a Camaro in carbon fiber next to a putty colored gray Camaro body. That seems to be. Whoa. God, this show has it all. This is amazing. Aaron wrote in on music merch. Hello, Tom, Molly, and Rich. First of all, I don't know if I feel seen or attacked by everything in this episode. Hyaluronic acid, rosé, Taylor Swift. It's middle-aged mom summer. She says, my teen kids and I have gone to a lot of concerts this summer, kicking it off with Taylor Swift at Soldier Field. I didn't get the blue crew neck, but I did pre-order a hoodie because I refused to stand in a five-hour merch line. Because this was the first hot concert summer for my kids, we collected a lot of merch. The lines were insanely long at almost every show, and the quality of the merch was hit or miss. But what is different from years past is people are buying the shirt and immediately putting it on at the show. Probably, this is amazing, because you can't carry bags in anymore and you don't want to hold it. That is such a good observation. And then she goes on, but the band with the most on-point merch has got to be The National. They have a song on their new album called New Order T-Shirt, and it's my absolute fave. As my son and I were standing in line to get into the venue, I said, all I want is a plain white T-shirt that says New Order T-Shirt in big black letters. I hadn't seen their merch, so I didn't know what to expect. And I cannot believe that I actually willed this shirt into existence.
Nice.
See photographic evidence below. And a special shout out to the dude who was actually wearing a New Order T-shirt at the show. And she says, one last note. P.S. I saw a hyaluronic acid turn up in a personal lubricant. It is definitely now peak.
Oh, my.
Thing.
Well, thank you, Aaron. I thought that was just a K-pop thing about wearing the concert shirt at the show. Yeah, because at K-pop, it's almost bad form to wear an old one. It's like,
interesting.
Like, it certainly is weird to wear a last concert. Like, no. It's fine to wear just a generic, like, Blackpink or whatever, right? But most people are buying current merch and putting it on. It's a cool thing I've noticed of like, oh, I have merch from earlier in the tour if they're like coming back through a place, which they do sometimes. But I really didn't realize that this had expanded out or was a thing elsewhere until I went to Taylor Swift. And I was like, oh, they're kind of doing it too. But there's a lot of things that Taylor Swift does that are very similar. So I thought maybe it was just hers. This is great intel, Aaron, that's just a thing now. Because, yeah, my day, that was not done. You did not wear the concert tee at the concert.
It was not cool.
Yeah.
Even sort of in my son's day. Like, yeah. I think I took him to a concert when he was, 12 or 13 or something. And I was like, do you want a shirt? And he was like, yeah, but I can't wear it like right now.
Yeah.
Come on. But then people were. So this is a new crossover.
Yeah. Yeah. Good one.
Yeah.
Very good. All right. Let's get to the shout outs that are based on quotes involving spoons.
Because why wouldn't they be? Shoutouts, of course, are reserved for those of you who support us at the shout out level at patreon.com/itsathing. And we have a lot of fun with these. Yeah.
Quotes involving spoons.
Quotes involving spoons. Let's go.
I'll kick us off. Morris Jones with a silver spoon may get his share of supporters, but he can never be an inspiration for somebody. Oh, that's too bad.
Benjamin Forrest dined on mince and slices of quince, which he ate with a runcible spoon. And hand in hand on the edge of the sand, they danced by the light of the moon.
Oh, I know that one. If you can't tell a spoon from a ladle, then you're AJ Ventrella.
Aww. Just because someone doesn't have a silver spoon in their mouth doesn't mean they can't be Lee Price.
Ah, yeah, true. Sandwiches are wonderful. You don't need a spoon or Kevin Sill. Unless you're Kevin Sill.
Unless you're Kevin Sill. When you are dining with Eric Duncan, you got to have a long spoon.
With everything that I design, from a church to a plate to Jake Woods to a spoon, I am always thinking about voluptuous volumes and spaces.
Gabrielle Cohen wakes up in the morning and she looks at your old spoon and she says to herself, Gabby, it's time to get yourself a new spoon. And you do.
To be born in Wales, not with a silver spoon in your mouth, but with Laura Abel in your blood and with poetry in your soul is a privilege indeed.
Spoon feeding in the long run teaches us nothing but the shape of Baylor trucks.
I've realized you can use Adler the puppy engineer as a spoon if you use him rapidly enough.
Goodness. Also, welcome, Adler. When we drink a cup of coffee or spoon-heated chicken noodle soup or chili out of a styrofoam cup, we are also taking in small doses of Joe Hood that leach from the container. Louis Saint-Amour activates this transfer, as does oil, acids, and alcohol.
Mike Akins is like the spoon, scissors, the hammer, the wheel. Once invented, he cannot be improved. You cannot make a Mike Akins that is better than a Mike Akins. Mike Akins has been thoroughly tested, and it's very hard to see how he could be improved on for his current purposes.
Anything tastes better with lots of James C. Smith, even a spoon.
Wow.
Bravo, Producer Rich. You have outdone yourself again. Incredibly.
Spoon!
Quotes based on spoons. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for supporting us and giving us this dose of joy every week that we try to turn around and give back to you. Patreon.com/itsathing is where you can support the show. You will also get extras like our Discord, where you can chat with us when we tape each week, and an ad-free RSS feed.
Yeah, that ad-free RSS feed. Don't even sleep on that.
That's a good one.
Yeah. You can also support the show by buying things through our affiliate links. Maybe spoons. Look for them in the show notes at our shopping page. itsathing.me/shop. And don't forget that email address. Keep those things coming. Feedback@itsathing.me.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Give it to me.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.